Now, from Hollywood, Romance. Romance. Stories of love and adventure, of excitement and derring do. Today transcribed, The Courtship of Mrs. O'Toole by Anthony Ellis, starring Gloria Gordon. A story that asks the question, can a middle-aged widow in County Galway, Ireland, find love and happiness in the arms of a herring fisherman?
Save us all, it happened. Oh, terrible, terrible.
What's happened, Finnegan? What is it, man?
Oh, never did I think that I'd see the day. O'Toole will turn in his grave, so he will.
But will you stop, your blether, Finnegan, and tell us what's the matter now?
Oh, destroyed, entirely destroyed.
Oh, way out of that, man.
Who's destroyed?
Mrs. O'Toole. She's been beaten.
Beaten
in the contest by 3 pounds 4 ounces.
Damn this, Finnegan. If this is your idea of a
dear
joke...
Dear, help me if one word isn't the truth.
Who did it? Who?
Who? Who else would it be? The man from Mayo, making up to her caught in light. The great hulking creature, shunned by the people of Mayo. Terence Nolan did it and all. Shame it is. And she respecting Nolan the way she did. There's not a decent soul in the whole village who would not say shame.
Have you seen Mrs. O'Toole?
I saw her, indeed I did. I did. And a black cloud of thunder never looked more terrible.
Not in 20 years has such a thing happened. It's desperate, so it is.
He's coming. No, he's coming, the man himself.
Who?
Tis Nolan.
Ah, he's coming in then, is he?
I think so. Aye, he is and all.
And you'll not serve him, Leary. You'll not give him a drink.
My license says I will, Dennis Finnegan. But my heart won't be in it.
I'll never open your mouth to say a word to him that I won't. Oh, remember now, not a word.
Good day to you all. I'll have a pot of ale if you don't mind, Mr. Leary.
I mind. But I'll give you a pot of ale, Nolan.
Not a word, Finnegan. Not a blithering word will ye utter.
You said something, Mr. Finnegan?
I said nothing. Nothing to the likes of you.
Sure, is there something wrong?
Wrong? Did you hear the man? Did you hear him, McQuaid? Leary, I ask you, did you hear him? Wrong?
What's the matter with you?
You ask that. Shame, shame, Terence Nolan.
That'll be sixpence, Nolan. And then I'll thank you to drink up and take yourself out of here.
Have you all gone mad? We were friends this morning, so we were.
This morning we thought so. This afternoon, that's a very different thing.
What have I done? Put that down.
You beat Mrs. O'Toole in the contest, and know it well.
And I did. Fair. Fair. She's a good fisherwoman, and I'm a better one. I was missing in that.
No one's beaten Mrs. O'Toole. Not since O'Toole himself passed away. Not for 20 years.
20 years, Nolan. 20.
So she's been beaten. Is all that the bother? Because I caught 3 pounds 4 ounces more herring than Mrs. O'Toole?
That's the bother, well enough. We think no decent man's done on this day of the year in 20 years.
Since O'Toole died, we made the vow that so long as his widow lived and fished the waters, no man would beat Rosie O'Toole on Herring Day contest. Everybody knows that.
Is your own self broken the vow, Nolan?
How did I know? I ask you, how? Nobody told me, they didn't.
There is no excuse for the thing. For a 5-pound note, you brought shame to Ballyshella. You sold yourself to wickedness and the devil for the evil winnings. Much good may it do you.
Away out of that, little man. I don't care for such talk. Don't say any more.
There, you see? Threatening me. You heard, eh? You all heard. It's the police you'd better be fetching, Leary. He'll be doing violence next.
There is no Finnegan. Peace. There'll be no physical discussion in this place. You'd better leave quietly, Nolan.
Aye, Nolan. Leave and go back to Mayo. We don't want you here.
No man tells me what to do or where to go. But I'll say what's in my mind. A woman's place is not in a fishing boat. Not at all. but at home, where she belongs.
They hear him. It's Mrs. O'Toole he's speaking of.
Aye, Mrs. O'Toole. And if it's the money I won that's worrying you, I'm off to give it to her now. Nobody can say that Terence Nolan took the bread out of a widow's mouth. And as for you, you're a lot of silly old woman. And it's happy I ain't to believe in this place. Here's your sixpence, Leary. And you know what you can do with your ale.
Murderer!
There's no need to smash down my door. Oh, it's you, is it?
Mrs. O'Toole, it has been brought to my attention that I've committed a terrible crime. That of beating you fair in the herring contest.
I have nothing to say. Good day to you.
I've not finished, Miss Say.
Get your foot out of me door, Nolan, or I'll shoot it off where it lies.
The aggravation is such you'd hold a gun to me. It's such a wrong that I've done you.
When O'Toole was on his deathbed, he said, Rosie, you're a poor, defenseless woman. Always keep the shotgun beside the door. I've never broken my promise to do so.
Will you let me come in for a minute and explain? If there's a way to make things straight, I'm for doing it.
Mr. O'Toole was a Mayo man. Being so one yourself, I might have trusted you before today. But not all the lambs in the pasture is white.
You can hold the gun at me. All I want is to talk for a minute.
Very well, come in. But remember, you're not invited as a friendly visitor. More like the tax collector. A necessary difficulty. Sit down. No, not there, man. That's O'Toole's chair. Sure his spirit would hurl you out the window. Over there.
Mrs. O'Toole, will you believe me when I say I never knew until I went into Leary's place about you and the contest. I never knew.
Sure, and I don't know what you're talking about.
You know what I mean, Mrs. O'Toole. The men letting you win every year.
I win because O'Toole was the finest fisherman in Galway, and he left me his total knowledge of how to do the thing right. That's why I win.
Are you saying, Mrs. O'Toole, that I didn't win for fair?
I'm saying that £3, 4 ounces of herring to win is suspicious.
I come here to do the right thing by a poor, defenseless widow. Here's the money. I want no part of it. It's yours, so it is. Go on. Take it.
You didn't know then, did you? Sit down, Mr. Nolan.
Sure, and I will.
After all these 20 years, it's hard to believe.
What is hard to believe, Mrs. O'Toole? And I'd be obliged if you'd put down your shotgun.
I might as well tell you, Mr. Nolan, I lied to you.
I'll not be believing it.
But I did. It's true what you said about the men letting me win. It's sort of what you'd call me widow's pension. Me own pride wanted me to think I'd won fair. And I'm a foolish old woman, that's a fact. I apologize to you, Mr. Nolan. And you'll keep your fair winnings.
I'll not hear of such a thing, Mrs. O'Toole. Calling yourself an old woman, a fine broth of a girl in a prime. If you don't mind my saying so, who shouldn't? The £5 you'll take for a remembrance, for to buy yourself something that O'Toole would have wanted you to have. From what I've heard, there never was such a fisherman in the whole of Ireland, and though I never knew him, it's proud I am to sit with his widow.
Mr. Nolan, can I make you a cup of tea?
I'd be happy to enjoy it with you, Mrs. Oh.
Now, what's the blether? Will you excuse me, Mr. Nolan?
Mrs. O'Toole, dear, help us all. We were afraid he'd come here to murder you.
Have you seen him?
Who? The Spalpeen himself. The Beast of Mayo. Nolan it is.
Mr. Nolan is having a cup of tea with me, and I'll thank you to...
He's inside, boys.
There he is. Skulking in a widow's home. The same he has cheated out of her rights.
What are you talking about, Finnegan? The matter is finished.
No, it is not, Terence Nolan. Mrs. O'Toole, you never lost the contest. We had another way in.
We did and all, and you won, Mrs. O'Toole. Sure, and you won.
Here you won. The dirty foul rat weighted his catch with lead shot. Would you look at here? With 2 honest pounds, you won, Mrs. O'Toole.
Now, what have you to say for yourself, Terence Nolan?
We'll return to romance in just a moment. A police precinct house in a big city is a fascinating and mysterious place to a visitor. You'll get the very feel of it in that taut and authentic CBS radio program called 21st Precinct, which you can hear tonight and every Saturday over most of these same stations. And now for the second act of Romance.
Well, Nolan?
It's a lie, Mrs. O'Toole.
You miserable man, insinuating yourself into me graces these past months, and now this. Get out.
Mrs. O'Toole.
Hand me me gun, Mr. McQuaid.
There's no need of it. We'll take him out for you. Are you going to come quietly, Nolan, or do we assist you?
The first man that lays a finger on me gets his head split. I leave, Mrs. O'Toole, because you asked me to. But I say here and now that I was never a party to such a thing as lead in me catch. That's the way of it. Good afternoon.
Well, he'll not be troubling you no more, Mrs. O'Toole. We'll see to it. Come along, boys.
Wait a bit, Nolan. We'll have a word with you.
Sure. You're not getting out a bit so easy. Isn't that so, boys?
I want no trouble. Don't give me cause for it.
There's the weight of guilt on you, Nolan. I want no trouble either if I was you.
You'll be leaving Ballyshillah, Nolan.
Who says that I will?
We say so, Nolan.
Aye. It's the will of the people, Nolan. Don't attempt to make resistance.
I never put no lead shot in the fish. A man that says I did suffers for it. Well, who says it so?
Now, you hear him. You hear him, boys. Turning his bare face to lie. Denying what you all saw with your own sight.
I say it, Nolan. I'll say it, and to the devil with you. You waited your catch with shot for to beat the widow O'Toole.
All right, take him out. Hold him out.
Someone to see you.
I'll see no one.
It's all one with me, but she says...
She? She? Who? Who is it?
Mrs. O'Toole.
Come here to rub her hands over my difficulties.
No, I have not, Mr. Nolan. I'd like a word with you. You can close the cell door, Mr. Hurley. I'll talk on the other side of the bars.
Is there no peace for a man bludging at me? You've had me a reputation ruined. What more is it?
Mr. Nolan, I've come to ask you, did you put lead shot in the herring?
I did not.
I've had 2 days to think it over, and I believe you, Nolan, and I brought you a pie baked this morning to prove it. You'll not find such food here. Now take it.
If it's your conscience has done the cooking, I want none of it.
'Tis me trust in a man from Mayo who reminds me of O'Toole himself. You know when your trial is coming?
Tomorrow.
It's battery charges and all against them 4 you're standing with?
I know.
4 broken heads. I only saw the last bit. Oh, but it was a lovely sight to behold. O'Toole couldn't have done better.
What I should like to know is who did the thing.
With the lead shot?
Aye.
I tried to find out, but no one is saying anything but you. 'Twas yourself did it. They're for throwing you out of Ballyshillah after your sentence, and you know that. The judge will give you 3 months. He doesn't like the men from Mayo.
Or he was afraid of that.
I'd not want to see you go, Mr. Nolan, to prison or away.
You'll give me more reason to stay, then, if you don't mind me saying so.
I don't mind.
You're a fine woman. And I'm grateful for the pie, I am.
There's a nice filling in it. Perhaps she'll let me know what you think of it the next time I see you.
I will, too.
Time's up, Mrs. O'Toole.
All right, Mr. Hurley. Don't eat your pie until it gets dark, Mr. Nolan.
If you say so, I won't.
Good day to you.
And to you. Oh, that dear heart never spoke a true word. What a pie! What a fillet it is!
Inside, quick. Did anyone see you?
I don't think so.
Oh, I was that afraid for you.
Sure, and you took a terrible chance putting the file in the pie.
It was the only way. If we are to find out who put you in this trouble, it must be done before tomorrow. It's a desperate situation.
I'll put me money on Finnegan or McQuaid. Both have been somewhat unhappy with me ever since I came here.
Shall I tell you something, Nolan?
Aye.
I think Finnegan is jealous of you. McQuaid, too. Since O'Toole died, both have been courting me these 20 years.
I can't say that I blame them. In a way of speaking, I've been doing the same myself, if you've noticed.
You think they would have done this dreadful thing to win me affections?
I do no less myself.
Nolan, dear, you're a gallant man. And I don't mind saying it, it'd take 10 of them to make one of you. But we have to think of something before the night's out.
Who do we start with? McQuaid or Finnegan?
You can't show yourself in the village, dear man. They'd have you back in the cell in no time.
Then what's to be done?
That's it. What indeed? Ah.
Yes?
I go down to Leary's place and spread the news. You've escaped, I'll say. Oh. Escaped and looking for the man that's ruined your good name. Mm-hmm. When you find him, you'll strangle him to death.
But I don't see him.
If McQuaid or Finnegan or whoever else did the thing are there, they may give themselves away.
No, I never yet had a woman pull my coals out of the fire, and I won't start now.
Dear, love him obstinate like O'Toole. So then you'll settle for 3 months in prison. I'll make you a cup of tea, man, and you'll sit here till I return. That's my word it is, and you'll abide by it.
And when was it he escaped, Mrs. O'Toole?
Oh, an hour ago, they say.
Heaven preserve us, the foul murdering devil. My brains are still trying to push through the wound where he struck me.
They say he'll not sleep nor eat until he finds the man. He's still here, they say.
Oh, sure, and there won't be a soul safe in his bed while Nolan's afoot.
Mrs. O'Toole, you'd better be off home. Lock and bar your door. You never know what the man will do.
I'd take pleasure in accompanying you to your door, Mrs. O'Toole.
And I. There's safety in numbers, they say.
You may be right, and it's that grateful I am to you both. We better go now. It's a dark night. And who knows where the criminal is lying in dreadful wait. Good night to you, Mr. Leary. Good night, all.
Good night,
Mrs. I'm glad 'tis not I will have to be walking back alone through the village this night.
The police will have caught him before long.
I've been thinking it might be as well if we ask protection until he's found.
You have nothing to worry about, Mr. Finnegan. Nolan's a fair man. At least, till now he always has been. He'll only be after the one that leaded the herring.
You think he knows who's the one?
Hey, what are you saying, man? It's Nolan himself did it.
That's right. That's right.
Well, here we are now. Will you both come in for a cup before you go? Mr. McQuaid, Mr. Finnegan?
Well, no, I'd like that, but it's a question of yourself, McQuaid.
How so?
Well, I'll not take an unfair advantage of another man, and since we've both been caught in Mrs. O'Toole...
You're sure it's not because you don't want to walk home alone?
You'll put up your hands against me with such talk as that. I'm afraid of no man.
You'll both come in, then. I'll hear no hard words between you two.
Is there something burning, Mrs. O'Toole?
I hope not.
Smells like a pipe to me.
Like a pipe, so it does.
Now, isn't that strange? So it does. Sit down, will you, and I'll boil the kettle.
Finnegan, don't say anything, but there's pipe ashes on the table.
Where? Dear, help us.
Oh, a man's been here, maybe here now.
Himself?
Might be. One of us should go for the police.
Yes, I will. I'll go this minute.
Why should it be you going? I'll do it. I can run the fast.
No, you won't leave me here alone. Sure you won't. If he thinks it's me who landed the heron, he'll tear me to small pieces.
And what are you two whispering about?
Well, I just remembered, Mrs. O'Toole, there's something I left at Leary's, and I'll have to go back and fetch it.
I'll go with you, McQuaid, protection-like.
Oh, you stay here and protect Mrs. O'Toole.
Oh, no. You won't leave me to the devil's fury.
What's come over you both?
He's here, Mrs. O'Toole, shrouded like an adder in the dark. Or he's been here. Ashes on the table. No lineages, for sure.
Will you make yourselves pleasant conversation? I'll not be long. If the police I'm fetching, Mrs. O'Toole...
I'll not stay here alone, McQuaid. It's not me he's after.
Yeah, what do you mean by that, Finnegan?
You know what I mean.
Would you keep your voice down, Nolan? Maybe in the next room.
In my house? Away with you, man.
Yes, I'll be going.
And I'll come with you.
No!
I'm thinking, McQuaid, while you're going for the police, Nolan finds me here, crushes me head completely, and is hanged for murder, leaving you and Mrs. O'Toole... Well, I won't have it.
Oh, you're talking mad.
Am I? Who put the lead shot in Nolan's herring?
I. Who, indeed?
Dear save us, Nolan.
Who was it, Mr. Finnegan?
It wasn't me, Mr. Nolan. You wouldn't hit an old man such as me now, would you?
Who did it?
I'll get the police.
You stay!
Oh, no, you spare me. I'll tell you, Mr. Nolan. 'Twas him. I saw him. We went back to see the catches, and I saw him dropping the lead in the sacks.
For shame, Finnegan, and you said nothing?
Oh, you're a liar, Finnegan.
It's the truth, Nolan. It was him, not me. I knew you was making progress with Cotton, Mrs. O'Toole, and I thought it would be better to get you away before taking care of McQuaid.
Oh, you'd have informed on me. You'd have done that, you scurvy.
Shut up, both of you.
No, get out, you're telling me.
Out!
Nolan, dear, did ever a woman have such suitors?
And deserved, Mrs. O'Toole, but not such as they.
Such as yourself, Nolan?
If you'll have it so.
I might be inclined.
But you'll have to stay at home, Mrs. O'Toole, and don't hold with women fishing.
I don't think there'll be any further need for it, Mr. Nolan.
Romance is produced and directed by William Frug. You have heard The Courtship of Mrs. O'Toole, specially written for Romance by Anthony Ellis, starring Gloria Gordon as Mrs. O'Toole with Raymond Lawrence as Nolan. Featured in the cast were Charlie Lung, Richard Peel, Ben Wright, and Barney Phillips. This is Dan Coverley, inviting you to hear Romance, transcribed next week at this same time. It's Gunsmoke, every Saturday on CBS Radio. You're invited to action, excitement, and the something extra only Gunsmoke offers Western fans. Stay tuned. It's next on many of these same stations.